Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Carry your Bible. Today we are going to be praying together. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 19. We are going to be praying against satanic opposition. My dear, if you are going to be great in life, you are going to fight and pray against opposition, or else you are not going anywhere. There are power that resist greatness and great things and great men. Yes, you have great vision and there are powerful prophecy on your head, but a great opposition. Paul said, I see the doors, but look at enemies around. I want to quickly pray for you that any enemy surrounding your door of greatness, such enemies, they are blinded in the name of Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 10. But when Sambalat from Horon, another Bible says Sambalat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it. Of what? Of what Nehemiah wanted to do. Of what he wanted to achieve. Some people, they have heard about the great thing God wants to do in your life. It grieved them exceedingly. Whoever is not happy and it's not joyful about your great plan, sir, the Lord will put them to shame. Yeah. Bible says it grieved them. How can greatness be grieving somebody? That there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So this man wants to take care of the children of Israel. Okay, if you cannot pray this night, I'm sorry for you. They were angry that why, what is this man's business that he wants to help the children of Israel? Verse 19. But when Sambalat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, the Geshem, the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn. This one, they can't make it. And despise us. And they said, what is this that you people are doing? Will you rebel against the king? See, oppositions, they are indications that something great is about to happen in your life. If you fold your arms, you fold up your destiny. Opposition means that God has remembered you for good. When God sent a helper to your life, but some people will hear and see that this one wants to help this one, and all they want to do is to make sure that that help never comes. I want to quickly pray for you before you pray for yourself, that every oppositor and opposition of your destiny, they will not die well. Opposition means resistance. Opposition means restriction. Opposition means restraining. Opposition means a siege. It means an obstacle. It means that you are not going anywhere. And let me tell you, most times God does not send three helpers, He sends one. And when that one helper is opposed, what happened to your life and destiny? If you don't silence oppositors, if you don't silence oppositions, let me tell you, you will be restricted in life. You'll be made small in life. You will be restrained. And eventually the person have nothing to show. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You did hear me say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anyone standing as opposition against my life and destiny, Father, bring them down. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Is somebody praying? Whoever is opposing, are you praying? Is In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord sent a helper, Nehemiah, to the children of Israel to do this. But the Bible made me to understand that these three people, they are saying that, why must, they were sad. See, after me say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any power of force that wants me to remain like this forever, oh Lord, set them on fire. Say, Father, I set them on fire. Any power of force that wants me to remain like this forever, let them be set on fire. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Power of us. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me. The people we know, there are many. But the ones that will help us, there are few. You know what I said? The people we know, they are what? But the ones that will help you are many. There are what? Few. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, whoever is waiting for me to fail. You didn't say it very well. Say it again. Say it loud, let the enemy hear your praying. Oh Lord, expose them and bring them down. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Whoever is waiting. They want you to fail in marriage. They want you to fail in ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Whoever is actively involved in bringing me down. Say, let me hear loud and clear. Father, expose them and disgrace them. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Whoever. Let them be exposed. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing. In Jesus' name we pray. We are praying against opposition. Let me tell you. No. Opposition, they are very terrible. They can decide that, okay, let us make him sick. Then you are sick. I was sick for 9 months before. 9 months. When you are down, what are you going to do again? We can't make him sick. Let us block him. Let him be alive as if he's not alive. Let him be marking time and years. I want you to pray. Say, any mouth boasting that I will not pass this level. You are not talking. Any mouth. Any person boasting that I will not pass this level. Oh Lord, you have my permission. Take them away. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Take them away. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are you praying at all? Opposition must die in your life. Is somebody praying? Any mouth boasting? Except, not be me, Bonham. From your father's house or mother's house. Let God remove them for you. In Jesus' name we pray. I was talking talking to a young man yesterday, and God said, "Is this your age?" He said, "Yes." I said, "From Elisha, Ifewara." He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "They are looking at you now." Ah, shout at me. Any eyes monitoring me? Say physically or spiritually? In order to slow me down. Father, blind them. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Any eyes monitoring you? Any eyes looking at your plans and dreams? We shut them down. We shut them down. We blind them. We blind them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Anyone saying, "I will not get help"? Look at me. No matter how bad it is for you, I'm telling you, the junction you get to in life, somebody will stand up to help you. And I'm telling you sincerely, when there's nobody, go back to the drawing table. You have missed something. Maybe go back. You have missed something. God is awesome. Somebody will stand up to help you. Anyone saying, "I will not be assisted in life"? Anyone saying, "I will not get help in life"? Anyone saying, "I will not get help on time"? Oh Lord, separate me from them very quickly in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice if you can pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Every blockade between my helper and me. Every blockade between my helper and I. Oh Lord, remove them by fire. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Somebody is not praying loud though. Are you praying at all? Let the blockade be removed. If they are human blockage, remove them. Is somebody praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18. It says, "Then I told them of the hand of the Lord that is upon that which was good upon me. May the hand of God be good upon you. As also the king's word." So the hand of God was good upon him and the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, "Let us rise up and build." The people that will surround you to build your life, the Lord send them quickly in the name of Jesus. So they strengthened their hands for these good works. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter what I have gone through in life, Father, surround me with capable helpers. Father, surround me with powerful helpers." Lift up your voice and pray. When the hand of God is upon your life, you are never stranded. Are you praying? Is somebody praying? The hand of God is upon your life to help you. So he's surrounded with capable and powerful helpers. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us see how powerful you can praise one. You praise one for 3 minutes. Say, "Father, relocate me to where progressive people are. Excuse me, ma'am. When you enter among progressive people, they want you to progress. When you are among wicked people, you are now talking there. You are saying, I passed my neighbor. That generator will not work. Let us see how far you can pray. Chiri means, somebody say, Chiri. Are you ready? Father. Relocate me. Among progressive people. Progressive. Progressive. I mean, people that are doing well. How many people do well for your family? Remove me from them. Plant me among progressive people. Let me make progress through in life. Remove me from opposition people. Plant me among progress. Are you praying already, somebody? You have 3 minutes to pray. The Lord should relocate you from among wicked people. People opposing your lifting. Let Him plant you among progressive ones. Hey, somebody pray. You have 1 minute more to pray. Plant me, Lord, in the midst of progressive people. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Remove me from among wicked people, Lord. They are not ready to help me and they don't want me to progress. Relocate me in the midst of people making progress. Spiritually, physically, financially. In Jesus' name we pray. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 20. It reads, Then answered I them and said unto them, The God of heaven, He will prosper us. Therefore, we His servants will arise and build. When God prospers you, begin to build now. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. I want you to see, most times we cry to men than God. Somebody cry to God tonight, this night and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God of heaven, prosper me. Prosper me. Lift up your voice and pray like that. When God prospers you, men don't take the glory over your life. Let the God of heaven prosper me. Somebody, are you crying to God? Let the God of heaven prosper me. And let me stand, feet on high, stable land, a higher place. Lord, plant my feet on high. Yeah. A higher place. Father, prosper me. Somebody pray, Lord, prosper me. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, lift me up above my contemporaries. Oh Lord, raise me above failure. Raise me, Lord, above shame. Are you praying? Raise me, Lord, above stagnation. Lift me, oh Lord, above my contemporaries. Raise me above failure. Raise me above stagnation. Lift up your voice and pray like that. All your plea that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on high. Yeah. Above my contemporaries. There is a place man cannot take you to. Oh Lord, take me there. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, never pray. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 7. It reads, "Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to me, to the governor beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come unto where? Judah." Verse 8, please. Verse 8, go now. "And a letter unto Asaph, the keepers of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the walls of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into, and the king granted me." Hey. "According to the good hand of God." That's what, lift up your voice. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus." Listen, on the day of my need, let kings and influential people volunteer to help me. On the day of my need, let great people arise and help me on their own, that I will not beg and look like a beggar. They gave him letter. They gave him timber. They gave him everything he needed to build. On the day that I will have a need, let kings, influential people, let great personalities volunteer to help me. Let them volunteer, Lord. Hey, somebody is not praying. Small people cannot do great things for you. There are things in the hands of the kings of this world. Say, on the day of my need, kings, influential people, great people, volunteer to help me. You better pray. You better pray. Let them rise to help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Father, let every eyes that must see my work and help me, let their eyes be open. Any brain that must help me, Father, let their brain be open. Any hand that must carry my dream, Father, let their hands be open. Let their eyes be open. Let their brain be open. Let their hands be open. Father, to carry me in life." Lift up your voice and pray. They will not close their eyes when you come. Let their brain be open. Let their hands be open. On the day of your need, let their eyes be open. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to do small steps. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, In the remaining days of this year, in the remaining days of my life, anywhere I turn to, let me find help. Lift up your voice and pray. Anywhere I turn to. Anywhere I turn, the left, north, east, west, south. May I get assistance. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. You did pray very well. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God of all flesh, from all the four corners of the earth, send me help, O Lord. Lift up your voice and pray like that. From all the four corners of the earth, send me help, Lord. Agba ni lagba tan. Send me help, Lord. Send me help, Lord. Send me help, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I, Olufemi Akiola, I reject rejection in great places. Benny, I'm going to pray like that. In the embassy, I reject rejection. In the ministry, I reject rejection. In the family, I reject rejection. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your voice and pray. I reject rejection. Agba ni lagba tan. When you have been rejected several times, fulfilling destiny becomes difficult. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you tired? Let the covenant of acceptance fall upon me. If God wants to have mercy on you, even an unbeliever will accept you. They will say, "Oko like babon yeni." You are thinking it's because of your cosmetic. Which cosmetic? You are thinking because you trim your beard. No, they will say, I just like him. Then, let the covenant of acceptance fall upon me. They say call. I say fall upon me. The covenant of favor. Covenant of mercy. Covenant of grace. Say acceptance. Favor. Mercy. Grace. Say acceptance. Favor. Mercy. Grace. What did I say? Yes. 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 What did I say? Acceptance. Yes. Favor. Yes. Mercy. Let the covenant of acceptance have. Favor, mercy, and grace fall upon me. My generation will not reject me. Lift up your voice and pray. Fall upon me and follow me. Chinekemo. Kedi. Chinekemo. Your children will not be rejected. Your family will not mention your name. That name will not be rejected. My person will not be rejected. Are you praying at all? In Jesus' name we pray. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. It reads, "Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is your countenance sad? Why are you sad now? Ah, God will open the door of the palace for you in the name of Jesus." King that doesn't have time. King had time to look at him. Ah, but boy, you are not cheerful. Seeing thou not sick? He said, Are you fine? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was sore. Very that can, so the king can notice me verse 3. Look at verse 3. And said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the palace of my father's sepulchre, lieth in waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? And you know what? The king spread his tentacles to help himself. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, say, as from today, let great men compete to help me. Let great men, kings, influential, let them begin to compete with one another to assist me. Lift up your voice and pray that. Are you praying? Are you praying? They will compete to assist you. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, even without asking. Say what I said now. Say, Father, even without asking. Help find me. Even without asking, let help find me. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Even without asking, let help find me. Is somebody praying? Even without asking, let help find me. In Jesus' name we pray. I have told you, whoever dishonor you, don't fight them. I told you, distance yourself from them. Anybody, no matter how you think you love them, whether they that them burn you or now you burn them. Once they dishonor you, what do you do? If you give them two chances to dishonor you, you are finished. Then they will take it that we are born to dishonor you and to disgrace you. Okay, pray with me. Like, say, Father, I am tired of battle. Give me rest. What did I say? Should say now? Give me rest roundabout. Give me financial rest, spiritual rest, marital. Give me rest. I am tired of battle. Lift up your voice and pray to God, somebody. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not crying to God. In what area are you fighting war? Fighting battle? I'm tired. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest, Lord. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, wherever I have been forgotten, trouble them. What did I say? God bless you again. Let me hear you. If God did not trouble them in the palace, Joseph will die in the prison. Father, wherever I have been forgotten, oh Lord, trouble them. Collect that which is mine for me. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. You are not praying very well. Trouble them, Lord. Collect sleep from their eyes. Collect sleep from their eyes. Take for me that which is mine. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me give you 1 minute to cry to God. Lord, this year is coming to an end. Let your word concerning my life come to pass. Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but none of this word will come to pass. But if we don't pray about it, it will not come to pass. Daniel prayed. If God released the answer, there was fight in the heavenlies. Who knows? Maybe your word has been released since July and you have not gotten it now. Father, Lord, if you have to change my angel, change them all. Let your word and promises concerning my life come to pass. I reject a carryover. What you promised me this year, Father, give it to me this year. Lift up your voice and pray that. Do what you said you are going to do. Let your word come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Remember your word, Lord. Remember your word, Lord. Remember your word, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Forever. See, your word is set to.
In heaven it is set to.
Every word of God concerning your life, you will not die before they come to pass. You will see your great days in good health. While standing, not under the earth in the name of Jesus. Every opposition to your lifting, the Lord himself has removed them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Power contending with your prophecies, I command them to be consumed by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. One of the things we learned about these wicked people in the brotherhood is they don't give up. Whoever said that they are not going to give up shall die because of your case in the name of Jesus. Any personality, human beings, and demons and blockage standing between you and your helper, Jehovah, remove them in the name of Jesus. God will put machineries and powers and people in place to help you in the many days of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. See, I'm praying for you. Help will not be far from you. Bible says, help, O Lord, for vain is the help of man. Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where is coming my help? My help comes from God that made heaven and earth. Bible says, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will pick me up. Where men have dropped you, Jehovah, pick you up in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter how vast you think you are, without help, life will experience hell. I pray for you. Every form of hell you are going through because of no helper, let them turn to paradise and blessing for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Any eyes monitoring you, giving reports to the headquarters to trouble you, let your eyes be shut out, shut down in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bible said, no weapon formed against you. Every weapon of the mouth boasting that you are not going to pass this level, let them and their mouth be condemned in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. the remaining days of this year in your life, Jehovah will help you indeed. All the people you will need to build and to get to where God is taking you, the Lord will bring them to your life in the name of Jesus. Listen, this time, Jehovah will make them to remember you. You will not beg to be assisted in the name of Jesus. They will see it as a privilege to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your head will not reject help in the name of Jesus. Your life will not reject help in the name of Jesus. The day you are to see them, their eyes shall be open to see you in the name of Jesus. Their brain shall be open to receive in the name of Jesus. See, their hands shall be open to help you in the name of Jesus. Far above your contemporaries, Jehovah lifts you in the name of Jesus. I have prayed for you as your priest, and I pray again, may you do well in life in the name of Jesus. Any intelligent enemy in your life that you are tabling your matter to, Jehovah expose them to you in the name of Jesus. Whoever is mocking you, after you have discovered them, that's it. Jehovah surprise them and disgrace them in the name of the Lord Jesus. This expectation, your expectation, it shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. The money you are waiting for, the visa you are waiting for, the appointment you are waiting for, the promotion you are waiting for, the open door you are waiting for, the contract you are waiting for, the joy you are waiting for, the proposal you are waiting for, this one shall land in the name of the Lord Jesus. No one born a woman will frustrate your effort again in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. You are blessed already. Opposition, you will climb on them as ladder into your success in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make power.